you've said you don't think the War Powers Act is constitutional, but do you think that you have the right to obey the laws that you pick and choose?
The presidents have thought so, too. As a matter of fact, we are complying with a part of that act, although we do not call it that. But we have been consulting with the Congress, reporting to them and telling them what we're doing, and in advance, as we did with this latest strike. But they have other things in there that we think would interfere so much with our rights and our strategy and so forth. Let me point out that since 1798, there have been a few more than 200 military actions by the United States in foreign countries. Now, we have only been in 5 declared wars in our entire history. About 62 of these more than 200, there was action by the Congress, either by through appropriating funds for those acts, or passing resolutions, or Senate ratifying a treaty or something. But the bulk of them, somewhere around 140 of them, were by American presidents that on their own put American forces in action because they believed it was necessary to our national security and our welfare.